The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throw Out Your Questions, episode 508. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people?
How's it going?
Carlos Romero, Brett Murdoch.
What up?
And Brian Manjoma.
What up, what up?
All right, guys, we have returned for another one, and we're going to be asking some questions. So without further ado, let's get into it. I'm reading this in the order they arrived. George W. Cush, first question here. What is the best console launch in your memory thanks to its titles in the first year? I don't see PS6 or the next Xbox having any exclusive titles at launch. For me, it was the Nintendo Switch with Breath of the Wild and Mario Odyssey. Two great titles. Unfortunately, Nintendo didn't follow up with years as good as the first one. I'm going to raise my hand and be like, who isn't going to say Dreamcast in this panel?
You got it.
I mean, like, that's the ultimate one. Like, until this day, it can't be beat. I'll look it up, but off the top of my head, I know we had Sonic Adventure, Soul Calibur, Ready to Rumble, a bunch of shit, you know? Like, Sega really got their stuff going. And I should be specific. For the North American launch of the Dreamcast, the Japanese launch was happened a year before that. You know, it was all right, you know, but it wasn't what we got. Like, that shit is still something people talk about till this day, bro. That Dreamcast launch lineup. And even just the lead up to it. You know, we've told that story many times. You know, pre-ordering during the summer, checking out the game demos, fucking me skipping school that day to go buy the Dreamcast. I buy my shit. First thing I do, you know, we go to Manny's house first because he's closer. We start hooking his stuff up, play it. Then I go back to my place, play it. And that's all we did, man, that fucking day. And it was fall already, $9.99, yep. Right? So, Yeah, that was great. But that lineup was crazy. We were, as the kids would say, eating good back then, you know? Anything you wanted to say, Manny?
No, I mean, that was it. I mean, like, it was a really good launch. Like, it was, I feel like it's one of the launches that felt the most exciting. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the things that came after, like, you know, obviously he mentioned the Nintendo Switch, but I couldn't say that I really any of the following launches had really had anything that just said had everything that was really cool.
Bro, I forgot. You know what else was launched? Fucking Power Stone, man. That's crazy. Welcome to Power Stone Wall.
Yeah, they that is a situation where they had all their cards ready to go. They're ready to start dealing, right? You know, that's the way, that's an ideal launch where you have a bunch of titles to sort of, you know, for everybody, you know, to, you know, you obviously need some niche titles, but then, you know, really legit, like, new experiences. Yeah, new IPs, new game. It wasn't a bunch of bullshit from fucking last generation. Hey, it's Sonic Remastered.
Yeah. Oh, God, I'm looking at some of these games. Remember, I bought this one, but it wasn't very good. Blue Stinger, you know, that fake-ass Resident Evil.
you had your survival horror type of game.
House of the Dead,
House of Dead 2. I heard that Blue Stinger Japan is actually a lot
better. Really? Oh, because it wasn't censored to high hell, I'm guessing.
There was a bunch of things that were sort of messed around with on the Western version. And I think, was it a third-person game?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
there was something that different about the Japanese one. I think that one was a legit, like, Resident Evil, like, where it didn't have the camera following them and everything.
Interesting. Getting some good response. Oh, so Jeffrey says, for Sega heads, that Dreamcast launch was a national holiday. Mad heads in my hood took off from work, me included. I skipped school that day. That was my first year in college. I'm like, fuck that. Fuck my education. I got to play this Dreamcast, you know? Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, Metro, yeah. The Dreamcast lineup in general overall is great. He's talking about some games that came out after the fact, too. But that launch was special, man. A lot of racing games I'm noticing here. What's up, Carlos? He specifically didn't say that. He said launch. So, but it could be launch window.
Odyssey yeah. came out.
Oh, that's true. That wasn't launch, was it? Uh-oh.
So maybe like years.
Let's extend that year. What was the Dreamcast first year? Let me look that up. But keep going, Carlos. Keep talking about it.
Yeah. So, and the interesting thing about all that is the launch window for the Dreamcast pretty much was almost the entirety of the Dreamcast window.
Because
it died right a year or two after.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, it had a lot of great games. The launch window was really probably the best. I mean, yeah. For me.
Because we extended, Carlos. We had Crazy Taxi in that bitch.
Oh, Crazy Taxi, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, go on.
And the crazy thing for me is, so I was a huge Genesis fan, right? Skipped the Saturn, then went Dreamcast. I was hyped because I was hyped for Adventure because it looked crazy. And probably no one's, maybe Rich, he's here.
Oh, yes.
NFL 2K. NFL 2K, I was hyped because it had my favorite ball player on the cover, Randy Moss. So I was super excited that 2K.
You know, Mad Dog. Matt says, speaking of racing games, Sega Rally was one of the GOATs. Yeah, Sega Rally is great. I don't remember if they had a Dreamcast version, though. I played the shit on Saturn a lot, though, you know? But yeah, Sega for life, man. Yeah, did Shenmue come out in that first year window or not? I don't remember.
I feel like we were waiting for that one.
We were waiting. I remember waiting on that bitch, you know? But yeah, Sega Dreamcast for sure.
Japan, it might have liked.
Japan! Yeah. Good stuff. Carlos, what do you think of his answer about the Switch, by the way?
Hold on for one quick thing. December 1999. So it came out a few months later.
Japan, though, right?
In Japan.
Let's see. North America, sorry. North America, yeah. 2000. So, yes, it was a bit of a wait.
Yeah. Carlos, what do you think of his answer about the Switch?
Well, it's pretty good. The only thing I guess we can consider the wild for both consoles, but I guess it still counts because it did. It's not like it came. Shout out to Brian.
You know.
And what else did they have? Mario Kart, which one of the best selling games. It was pretty good. I don't know. It's not Dreamcast.
Yeah. Okay. I'm curious about this shit now. By the way, because I'm reading this from IGN, and for some reason they list all the games together. And they say it takes 112 hours to beat all these games. And that's still not scratching the surface of Crimson Desert. Because I remember a lot of these games are like small racing games, you know. No RPGs in here at all, you know. Yeah.
Super Mario Odyssey came out in...
Yeah. Yeah, NFL 2K, like you said. Jet Set Radio, let's fucking go. That's in the first year. Oh. You know, Omar vs. Capcom, the first one, which is still my favorite. Dreamcast, man, was cooking. Code Veronica, bruh, the GOAT, which is apparently getting a remake, so we'll see about that. All right, good stuff. Next up for Mr. George W. Cush. I think we've, you know, answered this question before, but since we literally only got like four questions, may as well, right? if you could bring back one quote-unquote dead genre and make it mainstream again, what would it be and which developer should handle it? For me, it's not much of a genre, but RPGs with pre-rendered backgrounds that had their charms. I'd like Sandfall Interactive to make one. Interesting. I think so. But yeah. What's a dead genre you want to see come back?
A dead genre. I guess I can't say beat 'em up anymore, right?
Because yeah, they're back.
Been quite a bit of beat. You know what? I would like to see though, because beat 'em up, like 2D beat 'em ups, have come back. But I'd like to see one that was a more modern idea.
Like what?
You know, like if we had like 3D characters in it. They haven't done that yet. There's only one, like a few.
Yeah, and they've never been good, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, Tekken attempted to try it with like Tekken Force.
Yeah.
Where it was like a special mode. It was just playing Tekken, but with a, you know, a beat-em-up, you know, side-scroller deal going
on. Is that the Nina game?
No. Tekken Force was an additional addition to your I think Tekken Tag or Tekken 3.
Yeah. Oh yeah, the side game. I'm talking about the one that was a dedicated Nina game. That was a 3D beat 'em up game.
I don't even remember.
Like Nina, they made obviously I'm going to say something that's not controversial to surprise you. X-Play roasted the shit out of this game back in the day.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, because it's Japanese, you know. Oh, okay. But yeah, the Nina Japanese. Williams had her own game. I forget the name of the fucking game. I'll look it up. But that was one. And then there was also Max Anarchy or Anarchy Reigns. That was the 3D beat 'em up game as well. It obviously didn't live very long, but I know Riku loved it, you know. But yeah, I don't know what my answer, because here's the thing. I think that was my answer before. Bring back two side scrolling beat 'em ups, but they're back. You know?
Yeah, but we have a lot, a significant amount of those games that are like the
2D, a lot.
Like the 2D ones.
So. Yeah, we're getting our shit more now. He-Man's coming, you know?
Yeah.
And 3D side scroll, I mean, see, 3D platformers are still around. It's just Nintendo's the only one that makes them, you know?
Yeah. Astrobots
are only. Yeah. Tekken 4 should have been. Yeah, you know? Yeah, I mean, that would be fun. And. My I would say like shoot 'em ups, but my reflexes aren't that good anymore, you know? as playing something like a Returnal has taught me, you know. My reflexes suck. I'm an old man. What about you guys? What about the rest? What genre do we want to see back?
One that stuck out to me is they call it games. So like Twisted.
Oh, okay.
I don't see those games.
Vehicular combat games in general.
I was gonna say much. Carlos, this might be cheating a little bit, but by judge genre, can I say Burnout? Bring that shit back, you know?
Yeah, bring that shit.
That was my answer.
Yeah, Burnout. There you go, Brian. Burnout. That's a genre in and of itself. Bring it back. By the way, Death by Degrees is the name of the game, the Nina Williams 3D beat-em-up game. Yeah, X-Play made a lot of fun out of that. And ninja games are back now, kind of. So that genre is kind of back. Death by Degrees. Yeah. Brett, what about you? Any dead genre you want to see come back?
No, honestly. I'm sitting here trying to think. I'm like, I feel like we've had more genres become a thing than die.
You might be right about that.
CRPG. I mean, bro, like the whole DayZ thing, like, come on, like you back in the podcast far enough, you could literally watch a genre birth around a weird niche fucking obsession that I had. It's weird, but I'm thinking of like what really died, because there's been a research. I would have said CRPGs, but they came back hard.
I mean, unless you want like, you know, a light gun shooter, that's like the only genre I can think of that's not around anymore, you know.
Our turn-based RPGs came back, like all the stuff that had disappeared is suddenly kind of coming back. So, the only thing that isn't here is, like, Guitar Hero, maybe?
Yeah, and I don't think any of us want that shit back.
Oh, my, I like Taiko Drum Hero. I know I'm, like, one of three people on the internet that enjoyed that game, but Guitar Hero wasn't bad. It was a different thing. I think rhythm games have a place, so I'd probably say that.
That's a good
not
answer.
Not a serious place, but, you know, it's, I know a lot of people who really enjoyed. The problem became like all of us were like, dude, you're not playing guitar, right? Like, yeah, and I'm pretty sure they knew there was another game that actually taught you to play guitar. Nobody's really interested in that, but like, yeah, Rocksmith. And I had a buddy who played Rocksmith, but most people just wanted to, you know, jam out in a rhythm game, and I think that was fine. Again, mine was a taiko drum. It's, if you know what that is, it's the Japanese drum that has the two sticks to hit like the rim or the middle. It is not complicated, but it was stupid fun with the peripheral. And it would not, like, I know that they still sell the game. It's without the peripheral, who the fuck cares?
Would you consider that a genre, like peripheral games? I guess light gun games would also fall into that category too, right?
You know, I guess we could be broad about it and say, yeah, peripheral games as a whole kind of went away. I think maybe we might be able to blame Nintendo for that one with the fucking Switch.
Yeah, I just thought about
it. It has every peripheral.
Yes. Yeah, because now that I'm just thinking about it during the conversation, like, wait a minute, we can lump all this shit together, you know? But yeah, it's a good one to think about. Hey, Chris showed up. Hey, Chris.
Sorry, I'm late.
I'm going to throw you into the deep end just because. What is a dead genre that you want to see come back, game genre?
Because, like, I mean, everything is still there. You have Metroidvanias, you have platformers, you have... what did I enjoy that's dead now? I mean, even fighting games have resurged. Like, they might be bigger than they were when we were kids.
I think so. Yeah, and side-scrolling beat-em-ups came back. By the way, we all kind of struggled, but right before you came here, Brad and I kind of came to an interesting revelation. Because I just randomly said, hey, light gun games are dead. And then Brett said, hey, Guitar Hero games are dead. And we're like, hey, I guess you could lump them all together. Peripheral games are dead. That's not really a thing anymore. You know, a game where you need a specific peripheral to play it.
Yeah, like DDR or something like that.
Yeah.
Dance pads and all that stuff. Sure. I mean, there's a few things. Like, I wouldn't go back and play any type of mod or anything where you got to type in some change now with RPGs.
Typing of the dead.
Yeah, you don't need any of that anymore. And, you know, like you said, the peripheral games, any type of light gun or dance game. I wasn't a DDR guy anyway. So,
yeah.
And, you know, I'm not like back when we got Sega CD, all those FMV games.
Yeah, we don't need that genre back.
We don't need that coming back. Yeah. So, yeah, I can't think of anything. I'm starting, stuff's popping to me, but I'm like, yeah, I'm done with that.
Yeah. I think you'll like me and Brian's answer. Not a genre, but we're calling it a genre. Burnout. Bring that back. That's a genre in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. No, fantastic game. Yeah, they should bring it.
No other game gives me that same feel, man. All right. And, you know, since we don't have a lot of questions, I'm going to circle back. And, Chris, I'm going to ask you the first two questions we got tonight. This one, we've been asked this before. I'll ask it to you, and I'm pretty sure your answer is going to be the same answer that everybody else on the panel already gave. Which console had the best launch lineup and launch year? You know the answer.
Did you say Dreamcast?
Of course we did.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The secret. That's the word. Yeah, I guess the secret. Yeah, I mean, 1999, a fantastic set of games. Man, I love Dreamcast. Man, I still got mine. I got my games here. It's like, I don't know. Like, once in a while, I get the urge to look it back up. I wish. I kind of wish Sega had done a classic system for that, because now you could. There's plenty of hardware you could do that and comes down onto like an SD card or something.
They need to do whatever the fuck SNK did with that new Neo Geo for the Dreamcast, because they're using original hardware, you know, or like a version of original hardware.
Yeah, FPGA hardware. Yeah.
They're not using that. They're not using that shit.
Not?
Nope. Wait, that's what surprised me. Me and I are watching a video of the making of it. I was like, wait, they're not using that? They actually took the original chip and are using that. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, they remade the chip.
Oh, that's crazy. Inside of it.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah. I would have never guessed that. Oh, you know, I mean, the Dreamcast was technically running Windows CE, so it was some kind of old x86 hardware.
That, by the way, that whole thing with the Neo Geo, that's one of the only good things I've seen the Saudis do. Pour money into that shit. We make the original now, my friend. All right. Oh, yeah, by the way, and I want to get your take on this, because the question was from George W. Cush. He said that his answer is actually the Switch. Very interesting answer, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, they had one strong launch title, and that was Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
I mean, and that they only had that because it was a Wii, it was supposed to be so it was ready. Honestly, I mean, besides, you know, the launch success, I don't get that impression, because Dreamcast had way more games at launch.
Yeah, way more.
I mean, even like you think back to like Super Nintendo or, you know, PlayStation, just had way more stuff at launch. I wouldn't say they were great games. Like PS2 had games at launch. They weren't great, though.
No, they weren't.
They got better later. I mean, I bought those first few games. I was like, Orphan. Oh, God. They got way better. But the Switch, I don't know. The Switch was very successful. I wouldn't say, I think they had one banger, but that's it.
Yeah, we extended it to the full year. That's why because he also mentioned Mario Odyssey. That wasn't at launch, but that was in that first year. But yeah, the Switch can't touch the Dreamcast. Nothing can, you know, not before or since. All right, now we're all caught up here. So let's move on to the next question. Mob Hits. Capcom's on a crime spree with them hits. Do you all think they have two Game of the Year contenders in Resident Evil Requiem and Pragmata? To answer Richard Bailey Jr., oh, absolutely. And remember, we're not saying Game of the Year winners. We're saying contenders. These, even if they don't show up at the same time, these will be sprinkled in throughout various Game of the Year awards this year. Absolutely. You know, the games are fantastic, you know, great series.
I would ask, would they be three game contender? Because they still got one more banger coming. Oh, well, not banger, but one very anticipated title, which was with Onimusha.
Is that a
remake? I don't know. Is that a remake?
No, it's a sequel. I think it is.
It's like a long sequel. Yeah.
Yeah. A sequel boot? Maybe a reboot? I don't know. By the way, is that your dog, bro?
You hear that, right? She's very comfortable with you, Tony.
like who's snoring and Richard's not here.
Yeah, she is, you know? She's super comfortable with this podcast. It's just, she loves it. Hold on.
Okay, yeah. I guess just mute for
Throw
now.
Throw down and chill.
There you go. That's good. Oh, wait, let's see the dog though. We got to see the dog. Let's go. That's awesome.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, that's a sleepy dog.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
There's the other one.
There you go.
Sleepy bitches.
Sleepy bitches. All right. I don't think we need to expand on it. Capcom's cooking this year, man. So I think they do. Yeah. It'll be interesting, right? If the Game Awards comes around, both of these games are nominated, you know? But we shall see. What do the rest of you guys think about that?
I still know Pragmata. Resident Evil, definitely. Well, we'll see. As a kid, more bangers this year. GTA 6, if it comes to Windows, but yeah.
Yeah, it'll fit it. It'll fit it.
I don't think
What's up, Brett?
Am I the only one who thinks GTA 6 might be garbage?
No, it could be. It could be, but I don't think it matters if it is garbage. It will be nominated for Game of the Year somewhere.
Oh, God damn it, you're right. I fucking you hate know it will right. be.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's been a concern of ours. It could be, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Just to answer that, I don't think Capcom here, at least on the...
Yeah, no, not three, but these two for sure. Not for sure, but they have the potential. One of these will be, at least, you know?
I just don't think they'll be three Capcoms on...
No, not three, but maybe two. Be interesting. But yeah, no, it's this year there's some games coming out. I'm surprised, you know? Like... Yeah, it's interesting stuff. All right, moving on here. We're almost halfway through 2026. Besides GTA 6, what other games are you hoping to see release this year that you're looking forward to playing? What else is coming out this year besides GTA 6? He-Man.
Resident.
Hey, there you go. That'll be a big one. That'd be huge.
I'm like, what's with games that with fucked up New Yorks? That one's another game with fucked up New York in it.
Well, there's a huge one. Wolverine.
Oh yeah, that's right, Wolverine. I keep forgetting. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's insane.
What is this? There's a bunch of games.
They got video games coming.
They got video game coming.
Yeah, it's just
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a fifth.
Yeah. Like I said, at the end of this month alone, we had Invincible versus Ansaros. So that's pretty dope. I'm going to look. Let's see. May. I'm just going to call out whatever I think is interesting. Forza Horizon 6. Excuse me? I'm pretty sure, Carlos, you're really anticipating. I'm not even joking. Not a Richard thing either. Because I know you like Forza and you like Japan. It's like a winning combination.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, shit. Batman. Oh, Lego Batman is going to be fucking awesome. I played a 2-hour demo. I'm like, I went in there. I didn't know what the fuck to expect. I'm like, oh, Lego Batman, you know, whatever. You know, I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome. You know, so that's one to look forward to. Is anybody looking forward? You know what? I am. I'm going to say I am. That 007 game. It looks kind of fun. You know?
Yeah. James Charted.
Yes. or Hit Bond. It's the Hitman people, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, it's
it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that too. I'll play it. Also, you know, there's Invincible Versus.
Yeah, there is. That's 2 weeks from now.
At the end of the month. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Tolkien.
Marvel Tolkien. Oh, this year is cooking. What is happening? How did we go from playing no games to playing games?
We got games? What?
I'm not used to this generation. He is supposed to be. Yo, I love how, I'm reading this from GameSpot, the last game on this list is Grand Theft Auto 6, and then it's just a bunch of games that haven't been confirmed.
Gotta have something.
Like, the weird just stops there. Like, yo, that's funny, man. Yeah, December doesn't say shit. There's nothing there. Wow. But yeah, no, so, I'm surprised there's some games coming this year. Good stuff. Anybody else want to listen to something we haven't discussed there? I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah, the big one.
Onimusha. Or
yeah. Ooh, when is that coming? Yeah, Onimusha. When is that? I didn't see that shit on here. Is it even coming out this year?
But I thought it was.
I thought so too.
Because I thought it was going to come out last year.
Yeah, I thought so too. Phantom Blade Zero. I don't know if anybody's excited for that. Manny, the Metal Gear Solid Collection 2.
The Metal Gear Solid Collection. What the fuck?
Where are all these games coming from?
4 and Peace Walker? What the fuck?
I'm gonna have to give up my life.
Another game that most people won't.
No, Carlos, you finish.
Yeah, Carlos.
A game that most people I'll just say it has the. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
I'm looking forward to Beast of Reincarnation, that Game Freak game.
Oh yeah.
Girl with Dog game too.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's not. I mean, I give them all the props in the world. It's not Pokemon, right?
Yeah, that's all they get. They can all the shit. It's like, your dog is a tree.
So the new Onimusha is slated for this year, but there's no release date. Might get delayed. You never know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Capcom can handle with blowing their load in 1 year.
Yeah, right. Yeah, space it out. Space it out, man. We already got too much goodness. Matt Dog says Pragmata is already on my short list for 2026 game of the year, next to Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky, Second Chapter, Ace Combat 8, and possibly Onimusha. Interesting. I'm especially a huge fan of the art design of Pragmata. It's good.
Yeah, it's got very nice artwork.
As Manny and I learned, the mechanical designs were done by the dude who did Macross.
Yep, it's a guy who did Macross, and then you have the characters. I mean, the director is also a character designer because he's worked on a bunch of stuff. And if you look at the design for that game, and you look at a game like Metal Gear Rising: Revengeance, you can see a very, very close thing. It almost, in a weird way, it feels like a Kojima game.
It kind of does, yeah. Oh, funny, Matt already said it there. Pragmata was supervised by Shoji Kawamori, the dude behind Macross and Armored Core. Fuck yeah, man. All right, good stuff. Yeah, we got games coming. How is this possible? But I guess because what's up?
Also, a game no one mentioned.
No, nobody speak up all at once.
What's a fable?
I don't know what that trash out of here.
Brett, what do you think? You're fable adjacent. What do you feel about this game?
About which game exactly?
The new Halo, do you care?
The new Fable. Fable. You don't give a shit about that, do you?
They're coming out with a new Fable?
Yes. We've actually watched a trailer for it.
That thing they're calling Fable. Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's a fan project. It's whatever.
Yeah. I agree with that. What's going on, Reggie? Manny, he wants you to do a live stream of you drawing Thrag.
Thrag?
he's the big villain of this season of Invincible.
Oh, Babyface.
You got to draw him like Freddie Mercury, you know?
Oh, okay. You mean not like Babyface like he's drawn on the show?
No. You got to make him look the way Ryan Otley drew him.
Okay. You can't draw him like the way what's his face drew.
Yeah. Uh-oh, Richard Bailey Jr. showed up.
Fresh out of the WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. That's where he was. So, Rich, I heard you're very upset about Brock Lesnar retiring.
Oh, absolutely not. Oh, I don't know who said that.
Is that what happened? Did he retire?
Apparently.
Yeah.
That's not a spoiler. The thing's already over. Yeah.
Yeah.
He just said, well, that one final fight, and then that's it. They're going to collect his money.
That's funny.
That's what it looked like.
All right, man. Since we are trying to fill up some time here, we're going to go back to the beginning. Rich, I'm going to ask you every question we were answering so far.
Yeah, and I must apologize for the delay. I got held up. I will talk about that later.
Ooh,
After this, the show was over.
Yeah, but again, it's only 4 questions. Like I said, we didn't get a lot this week, so this is good that you actually showed up now. All right, the first question was, what was the best console launch in your memory? I think you're probably going to say the same thing we all did here.
Uh-oh. Well, now I'm curious what you guys said.
Oh, okay. You gotta say it first.
If you don't, yeah. If you, yeah, I'm very curious about this now.
You gotta guess the secret. You gotta guess the secret word. We're on Pee Wee's Playhouse right now.
So console launch.
Yeah, very which console had the best console launch games? This one's very easy. It's been the same answer for the last like 27 years. That's your clue. Ooh, this is interesting. Rich doesn't know. Because literally when I asked this question, everybody said it pretty much at the same time. Right. I guess you're tapping out, Rich.
Yeah, I'm still thinking. What are you going to say? PlayStation?
Nope.
Not PlayStation. Interesting.
Yeah. Dude, it's the fucking Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Dreamcast. That's a long time. Yeah, that's definitely a long time ago.
Yeah, man.
So you guys mean to tell me y'all was not impressed with any of the other more recent consoles?
None.
Obviously not PlayStation 5. Obviously, no. That's a hell no.
No. Like, for me, the Dreamcast has maintained that since 1999. No other console has come even remotely close. Like, we had, again, Sonic Adventure, Soul Calibur, Power Stone, Ready to Rumble, yeah. All this shit in the same fucking launch. You know, and if you extend it a little bit further, Rich, for the year, Jet Set Radio, Crazy Taxi, nothing's topping that shit.
That's good. That makes you make a very, very compelling point. Yes.
Yeah. That's interesting. You didn't have that answer, though. So what would be your favorite launch? Hold on, Reggie. No. Hold up. Hold on. No, Reggie. No. We do not come into this podcast to cap, bro. The PS2 did not have a good launch. No, what are you talking about?
Not at all. PS2 at launch had a terrible game.
Yeah. Like,
now, it had one of the best game libraries of all time. That came later.
Yes. Oh, yes.
The launch was terrible. I bought the three launch games. They were crap. I don't even have Summoner anymore.
Summoner was
terrible. Summoner, Orphan. There was another game I bought. I was desperate. I'm like, all right, I'll buy. I bought three games. They're all kind of crap. Summoner was crap. Orphan was crap. Like, it did not have good launch games.
Yeah, he relented. He goes, okay, just Dreamcast. All right, Rich, this one's fun. If there's a dead genre you could bring back, what would it be?
Oh, a dead genre.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, a lot of the genres that are going on now is they're doing pretty well. You know, you got survival horror with Capcom and some others. The fighting game genre is obviously doing well.
Yep.
Man.
Yeah. To be fair, we struggled this one because all the genres are still kind of around. The only one we realize that isn't around, and we put them all into one category, is accessory games. Guitar Hero, light gun games, shit like that. Oh, yeah. That's done, you know?
Guitar Hero could make a comeback, I guess, if there is somebody that wants that to see that happen again.
Yeah. But no, you're right. For the most part, even beat 'em ups, they came back hard, you know, side scrolling beat 'em ups because they were gone for a while. And then the next question here for Mob Hits, do you think Capcom potentially has two Game of the Year contenders this year with Pragmata and Resident Evil?
Oh, well, that's a very easy answer. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. I mean, yeah, when I played Resident Evil Requiem, we spoke about that a lot on this podcast. Phenomenal game. And then, of course, Pragmata, which, as I made mention before, I think this is my favorite new IP, in recent memory. So, yeah, without a doubt. And obviously, this makes me curious to see what happens with Onimusha later this year. And also to see whatever else Capcom announces, because they are definitely going to talk about more games that they're planning to release. But now, this reminds me of one thing I do. I do have to ask you a question, Tony, as well as the panel. So we have established that, yes, the Capcom did a phenomenal job with Resident Evil and Pragmata. Do you guys now have faith in this Mega Man game? Because I know we all had some questionable thoughts when we saw that reveal. So I'm curious to know what y'all think about the Mega Man game now.
Hmm.
That's the final piece?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, because I can't be like, oh, it's going to be good because these two games were good. But I'm just yeah, my opinion hasn't changed. I'm hopeful it'll be good, you know. But I'll definitely have it. Fergus Mills, what's going on, brother? Thank you. We will answer that question. Absolutely. that's a fun question too. All right, let's move on here to this next one. Actually, no, wait, Rich, one more for you, Rich. We're almost halfway through 2026. Besides GTA 6, what are other games you're looking forward to playing this year?
Oh yeah, that's easy. Phantom Blade Zero, that's number one at the top of my list. I also have to say Control, aka Carlos's what did he say? Not his version of Heternal. This is Control with the brother instead of yes. Yeah, there you go. There
you what would go. You call there it, you Carlos?
Heatrol.
And of course, Gears of War, E-Day. I know Microsoft is planning to drop a whole bunch of games. You know, Fable. I don't give a damn about any of that. Just give me Gears of War, and I'm good. So, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, Rich, I don't know if you were here when it happened, but Reggie wants Mandy to draw a picture of Thrag.
Uh-oh. So, wait, hold on. So Thrag and not Gambit or Cyclops. That's yes. What he is basically saying.
That's yeah, he's yeah. Changed his mind. He saw that one episode. Now he's done. He's like, this is the guy now. It's funny, man. All right, now we're all caught up. So move on to the next question for everybody. From Assyrian Air Force. This one's an interesting question. When a game is about to be delisted from a digital store, how long should the notice period be before it's removed from the digital store? Sometimes there are no notices, and other times I've seen notices a month beforehand. Should there be a standard to give consumers a chance to buy it? That would be nice, but the thing is, like as I was thinking about this, like, it would be nice if we get, like, a notice, like, every month, but, like, that list would be long. There's a lot of games that you didn't even heard of get delisted all the time, you know? So I don't know how, like, what would be a way to notify people that the game is being delisted and have them know about it? Like, maybe a mailing list? I don't know the proper way of doing that. Because it seems like the only way we learn a game is being delisted is if the game is big and it makes news. But what about the games that are small that don't make the news, you know? So, I don't know. But, yeah, it would be nice if there was a standard, but every company's going to do what they want, you know? There's no, like, unifying body or whatever telling companies what to do. Melissa, ESA, I don't even think they have the juice like that anymore, you know? But I don't know. I think a month grace period is pretty good. But, yeah, what do you guys say about this?
Yeah, I think at least I know I think Netflix and a couple other this will tell you they'll put the leaving soon label, and I think it's 30 days.
Yeah.
That they're pulling stuff. So it'd be nice, but these are purchases. They might never come back. So I'd say at least 30 days, a nice grace period. I would opt for 2 months.
2 months is good, yeah.
You know, they know well ahead they're going to tell people as soon as possible.
Yeah, I agree with that. What about the rest of you guys? What do you say?
I agree with what Chris said.
Do you also agree with everything that has been said so far?
I agree with everything that has been said so far.
Can I ask a question?
It is to throw it on your question show.
The perfect place to ask. Are there any you guys can...
The Scott Pilgrim versus the World. The Ninja Turtles game that Ubisoft made. Fucking PT, you know?
I was a...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just trying to think.
I think that's what it might be. I think we only know about the ones that we know about because they're big games. But I think there's probably a bunch that we just don't even know about, bro.
Probably old.
Why not to you?
Like, here's the thing. And one that I think about the this question.
Yeah.
Steam, for the most part. I mean, Steam library has for decades. PlayStation. So I'm thinking your game gets listed. Let's say it's Bloodstained on Steam. It gets delisted. Can you not play it and have it?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, how long do they want to leave it on the server for, you know?
Because there are some games with Capcom.
It's crazy.
Even though they are first.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. All right, unless anybody wants to jump in with anything, we can move on. Oh, hold on. Jeffrey says, sports games get deleted all the time. Licensed racers, too. Forza 5 will probably be gone soon. Damn, Forza? Fuck. That'd be crazy. Does that mean the only place you can get is on Xbox? We'll see. Yeah. All right. And unless anybody jumps in with any more questions, we got two more. Thank you, Fergus Mills, for extending the show. You know. All right. This one's funny. What are some of the worst voice actor performances in a game? Should we just list a bunch of those 90s games? Sure.
Or maybe it's in bad voice actor, just bad writing. And all like, and I didn't even, to be honest, I didn't even, that I freaking.
Oh, God. Yeah, with my freaking mind for spoken or for, flop spoken. That, yeah, it was bad acting and bad writing. So you got a double whammy there.
Nominee.
Uh-oh. And oh. Oh, yeah, you have you don't like the fake British accents.
Yeah, those are.
Yo, man, play that shit in Japanese. Yeah. I'm having a hard time thinking of any. I'm not saying that there aren't, because there was a lot, but all the ones I'm thinking about are like shit from, like, you know, the Sega CD days, like Sewer Shark or whatever. You know, it's horrible acting. But I think they want more like real voice acting, not just actors or whatever. Anyway, man, you got anything in mind? Horrible voice acting? You reviewed it.
I mean, there's the usual thing. Resident Evil 1.
The original, you
know?
Yeah.
You know, that's like the worst of the worst. What is this?
That's a Jell sandwich.
You, the master of unlocking. You know, how do you top that? But there's a lot of ones that were, you know, it's like the beginnings of that sort of voiced games, right?
Yeah.
Man, there's you know, you mentioned Blue Stinger. Blue Stinger,
that's another
did
one.
Have a. That had a pretty bad
voice. Yeah, that was pretty bad. All right, what about, I don't know, what about some more recent ones? I kind of feel game acting. I'm not saying it's great, but it's gotten to a point where it's just like, yeah, it's good enough, you know? That's it, yeah, everything's Nolan North. Yeah,
everybody's Nolan North now.
Yeah, and fucking, what's her face? Forgetting the bitch's name. But she's in everything, too. Yeah, anybody else?
Like Jennifer Hale?
Yeah. She's in a lot of stuff. But you know what I'm thinking about? The one girl who's in everything. The female Nolan North, as I like to call her.
Jennifer Hale?
No, not Jennifer Hale. Yeah, there's other ones. I'll have to look it up. Chris, you have anybody in mind? Bad acting in games?
Oh, man. No, I kind of reached back like Manny. I remember those Zelda CDI games.
Oh, man.
Fucking notoriously terrible.
The dongos.
Yeah, they were awful. like you mentioned Resident Evil. I think... you know, I mean, you go back to like the old Elder Scrolls games. Morrowind, even though it's a great game, Morrowind had some questionable voice acting. The old Wing Commander games before they did the FMV stuff with Mark Hamill.
It was Laura Bailey, so I was thinking of, by the way. She's in everything. Rich, you're going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to ask, you know, so in terms of the bad voice acting, bad writing, do you not qualify Kill the Justice League and Concord as some of the more recent examples?
and Saints Row, throw that in there too.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there you go. Terrible. Saints Row. Yeah, there you go.
You know, we can lump them all we can lump all those into one category, the sweet baby category. yeah, cuz this is awful all around. Forsaken is also Forspoken, excuse me, also one of those. It's funny because I didn't realize what all those games had in common till after the fact, but I reviewed all of them, you know, without knowing they were done by that, you know, that this we may be helped. I didn't know, right? But I gave my worst reviews to all of them, 2 or 2.5. You know, then it's like, oh, okay, now I see what connects them all together. Kind of funny. So it wasn't just me hating him because of that. I didn't know until after the fact. It was until after Justice League. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. So I look back, I'm like, oh, yeah, Forspoken, Saints Row, all three of these games, I gave my lowest possible scores, you know? Yeah. Fergus Mills, listen, man, we love the game, and you're not wrong. Shenmue did, in fact, have some pretty bad voice acting.
Yes, I am looking for sailors.
Yeah, it did. We all love Shenmue here, but yeah, no, that the voice acting was pretty atrocious. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for that man. Oh, man.
I would like to ask you a question about that day.
That day? That's crazy. That's a fun question. All right, and the last question of the night. If you were the head of a studio and you had the ability to remake a game that flopped, what game would you work on and what changes would you implement? Rich, I'll let you go first, and I want to know why your answer is Concord. Oh.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, my answer would not be Concord, but if I was to be given that project, I don't know, starred by changing the name of the game, change the premise of the game. Well, let's not do that was considered a hero shooter, right? So no more hero shooters. There's too many in that market already. Let me see. Let me think. No, you may have to come back to me because I gotta think about something.
No, this is a tough one. So yeah, what game that flopped would you try to remake but make it better?
The Bouncer.
The Bouncer. There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah, I would just really want to, like, again, remember I was talking about beat 'em ups, like 3D beat 'em ups. That game was a 3D beat 'em up, but I feel like there's so many things that they could have done better. One of the things that it had, it was like that gimmicky, like pressure sensitive button.
Yeah.
So it made sense for the time, but it's like, give them, give them some legit moves. Like, instead of having, you had to do the jab, you had to hit the button light, but those things never really worked ultimately, like really properly. So yeah, just taking a lot of the aspects of it and then, trying to fix like the story, like as simple as it's just save the girlfriend deal, right? But the thing about it is, like, there's just all this crazy backstory in the game that they put in the fucking load menu. It's like all this really crazy, like this interesting stuff that's happening, and then just sort of cleaning up the plot a little bit more, because there's good things in it, but it's just like, it's like, what are we going to do here? But yeah, in the general, it's like the controls. I would love to make that a lot better and get rid of that one level where you have to beat up a bunch of robots. It's like a gauntlet where you're just running and you have to beat these stupid robots on. It takes forever and it's annoying. Yep. So yeah, that would be it.
For me, remake Resident Evil 6 into a good game. Because, I don't think that game exactly flopped, though. I know it didn't do well, but it's still Resident Evil. It still sold a lot. Remake it into a good game, because that was a terrible experience that I still think about. Also, remake Dead Space 3 while you're at it. They fucked that up. Get rid of that multiplayer shit, what about you guys? Yeah, go ahead, bro.
I'll BioWare and remake Anthem. Instead of doing what they did with Anthem, Anthem is going to be a code name for Mass Effect 4. Make a Mass Effect 4. Your choices actually matter, and they're more than colors.
Wait, Effect. You could also just say remake Mass Effect Andromeda and make that into a proper Mass Effect 4.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Manny, what is this Mass Effect Andromeda?
Yeah, that's another one that could be remade. Go ahead, Rich. You got an answer now?
Yeah, I have to give a shout out to Carlos because he did trigger something when he made that Mass Effect comment. Let's remake the most recent Dragon Age game that Tony,
failed.
Yeah, I know Tony was. Yeah, we was not happy with that garbage. So we need to have that. Let's go back to the drawing board on that one for sure.
Yeah, that needs it. Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Games that need to be remade? That you would remake if you took over a studio?
I like your answer with Capcom. The Resident Evil 6, now that they're on the train of remaking the old Resident Evil, that game could use a massive overhaul. But I would also, at Capcom, I would take Exo Primal and turn that into Dino Crisis, which is what everybody wants.
It's such a weird thing about that thing, because that game literally had the plot of the Dino Crisis games. It was like portals that brought the dinosaurs
dinosaurs into the modern day. But then they made it half Anthem and half Dino Crisis, because you had these like power armored guys. So you have this like, I don't know, kind of like Left 4 Dead co-op shooting dinosaurs spilling out of the it was a weird
Brian, I'll pull you in because you actually like that game. What's a game you would remake if you took over a studio?
Okay, firstly, I didn't like it. I just tolerated it. Second, I'd have to go with the Justice League Suicide Squad. And it's a very simple fix of this game, right? What you do is that you take over the studio, you fire a lot of people that were involved with the writing, and then just cancel the game.
Yeah, that's one way of doing it. Oh, man. All right, anybody else? Because if not, we should start wrapping it up here. another good show. Thank you for Fergus Mills. We hit our minimum hour, you know. So yeah, let's go around the room for some plugs. I'll start again. Go check out the latest episode of the Invincible spoiler cast over on the Coalition Entertainment YouTube. Fantastic podcast for a fantastic episode. And I will even say the best episode of the season, you know, and which is crazy because episode 5 was nuts, you know. So go check that out. That's me, Rich, Chris, and Carlos joined with Dana, and we talk about the Invincibles for an hour. And of course, we're going to be doing the season finale this week as well. So stay tuned for that, but also plug that as well during due time. Rich, what else is coming up on the Coalition this week?
So yeah, going off what Tony said, I definitely recommend checking out the Invincible podcast. The season finale episode will be a lot of fun, and I will make sure that I am there on time for that one, because there's going to be a lot to say, I'm sure. Shout out to Mr. Adam Vale, the TV Terminal. Definitely continue to check out the shows he's been covering, both the Coalition.com as well as his YouTube channel, the TV Terminal. As for the Coalition, yeah, I'm currently swimming in a lot of different games right now, working on a review for Mouse PI for Hire. I'm just about done with that, so stay tuned for that. I'm still playing Replaced. Stay tuned for that. And I'm playing something else that I mentioned already. It's a game called Saros, so you might want to stay tuned for that as well. But yeah, a lot of things coming. So just keep your eyes peeled on the Coalition.com and the Coalition Gaming.
Yeah, that's just have to talk about this week, the Coalition. And shout out to Gary too, man, you know. Always yes. In our thoughts here, you know. All right, let's start wrapping it up. So be sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube, join the Discord, and check us out in your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero. Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good week, everybody.
And Brian Manjoma.
I thought you can tell if a game is good by how 6 out of 10 IGN gives it.
This is true. This is true. Oh, man. All right, guys. We shall return later.
Peace.
Shout out to Brett Thoggs.